By Rita Kutcher, listen to this blog post here. As many of you know, it's Scarecrow time. This post will explain Scarecrow Town to you, show you how to register, and give you tips on building a study Scarecrow 3-in-1. What is Scarecrow Town? Each October since 2015, the Clary Gardens Foundation has hosted the Scarecrow Trail fundraiser. Businesses and organizations register with the gardens, build a Scarecrow to place in the gardens, and then enter into a contest where people get to vote for their favorites. This year, we are excited to announce that, with the help of the Coshocton Visitors Bureau, we are expanding the trail into a citywide Scarecrow town. Businesses, organizations, and even residents are encouraged to register for the contest and place their Scarecrows outside their storefronts and homes. If they do not have a physical location, like a school group, or if their location is outside Coshocton city limits, they are still encouraged to participate. We will still be accepting Scarecrows at the gardens. Scarecrows need to be up by September 26, 2019, and are to remain up for all of October. Scarecrows will be entered into a contest where they can win in the following categories: traditional, creepy, pop culture, and the coveted People's Choice. Winners will be announced at a Scarecrow Town Festival on October 26. Find more info about the festival here. https://www.facebook.com/scarecrowtownohio/. How to register. To register your Scarecrow, click on this link: https://forms9zddvsedk4ppl25a and fill out the information. After your registration information has been received, you will receive a confirmation email with an attachment of considerations and expectations for your Scarecrow. You will then decide how you will pay the registration fee, either via PayPal invoice or check. The registration fee is $10 for residents, $15 for nonprofit organizations, and $25 for businesses. Please note that this is the price per Scarecrow, so if you want to have two Scarecrows for your business, you will pay $50 total. Scarecrow building tips. We want this to be an interactive experience for all participants, so we would love all Scarecrows to be outside if possible. We want people to be able to take selfies and see your Scarecrow even after hours. If your storefront is lacking a grassy area to anchor your Scarecrow, fear not. There are some really fun, creative ways to participate. You can always create a scene for your Scarecrow. Put down some hay bales or some pumpkins for your Scarecrow to sit on. This is also a great idea to bring people in for photos. Maybe your space isn't big enough for a scene. You can get a big flower pot and stake it inside the pot. Be sure to make the base heavy enough that your Scarecrow won't be blown over by the wind. Do give some thought about the frame of your Scarecrow. It has to be outside in the elements until the end of October. Ohio weather is not very predictable, so thick wooden frames or metal frames will be sturdy enough to withstand wind, rain, snow, and whatever else we might endure. Also, think about the weight of the Scarecrow itself. Will it be too light to stand outside for a month? Will it be too heavy to move into place? There are lots of how-to guides online if you run into any problems. Here is a simple how-to guide from DI Network to help get you started. https://www.dinetwork.com/how-to-outdoors/gardening/making-a-scarecrow. To be considered a Scarecrow, you must incorporate straw into some aspect of your design. You do not have to build only using straw though. Check out Pinterest for inspiration and get together with members of your business or organization to come up with really fun, creative ideas. The sky's the limit. We are so excited to see this year's entries. You guys never disappoint. If you have any questions, please email us at mothgirl@clarygardens.org.